Okay, so guys, let's get started. So this morning, right, we were in the middle of the first half of the analysis, right, trying to understand the shitos of Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David, who all hold that bedikah alone neutralizes by Rabbi Matzei Midoraisa. We pointed out that the major issue that we have to assess, we have to analyze, is why are these Rishonim not bothered by the loophole, not bothered by the distinct possibility that chametz will be left over in the person's rishus that will not be caught by the bedikah. So we pointed out that if you break down this case, there are two time zones, the two time periods that we have to analyze, right? The first, not really the second, but the second time zone that we analyzed first was the Mikado Labot time period, right? The time after the chametz was found. And that's what we discussed this morning. And we basically pointed out that all those Rishonim L'Shitasam have to hold of the, presumably of the Shita of Tosas and Chavtasam Abeis, that that Biur would be an option, right? If right when you find it, you start the process of Biur right away, that even though there's going to be a time lag between the beginning of that process and the end of the process, you're still not going to violate Bar Matzei during that time lag, right? And the idea being, because you need to have the option of Biur, because if you only have the option of Bittul, so then you'd be stuck, because there's a possibility that if you only find the Chametz after Shas Yisuro, when Bittul doesn't apply, so then you'd be stuck. So it must be that this Rishonim, right, who must hold that there's an out, there's a way to neutralize by Rabbi Matzei in such a case, Mikat Alava, so it must be that they hold of the that there's an option of Biur, and that if you start the process... Okay. If you start the process of beer, then being involved in the process or having das to perform beer alone will neutralize by Rabbi Matzei, even though in actuality you don't conclude the beer until sometime later. Fine. That was the Mikano Labad time period. Today we're going or tonight we're going to discuss the other time period, which is the Lamafreya time period, which is right that the other time period that these Rishonim have to basically address is why isn't there an issue of Bayi Rabbi Matzei Lamafreya? Right? Why isn't there a problem of Bayi Rabbi Matzei for the time period before the Chametz is found, slash the time period or the time where chametz isn't found at all, right? So either if it's found, the time before it was found, or if it's not found at all, then the entire time period. The question basically is, how are these Rishonim going to address why there's no issue of Bayira, Bayimatze, for that Limafreya time frame? So again, the line of the Gemara, which this all stems from, is really, again, that line on Vav and Beis, of Gzeira Shem Yimsa Gluska Yafa V'dayta Ilaveh. Right, and the big question is when Rava says that the reason why you need to perform bittul, right? The problem with bidika, which necessitates bittul, is this gzeira shema yimsa gluska yafa v'dayta lebe, the possibility that there is a piece of chametz in your rishus. So the big question is, what time period is that member of Rava worried about? Is it just mikano laba like the pashtos, or is it also lemafreya? Again, depending on which of these two approaches you take, again, whether the Gzeira Shem Yimsa Gluska Yafa, right, whether that's only a Chashash Mikano Laba, whether that's also Chashash L'Mafreya, that's going to be very important for our discussion right now. Because again, if you take the approach that there is an issue L'Mafreya, so then you're going to be stuck. So in short, the Rishonim, right, who holds that Bedika is able to neutralize Bar Rabbi Matzei, must hold that the only issue of Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe is only Mikano Laba. Right? Because if you hold, there's going to be a problem with Freya, so then in any case you do Bedika, since there's a possibility that you're not going to find the Chametz, there's a possibility that you're going to find the Chametz, and if you think there's going to be a violation of Bayi Rabbi Matzei L'Mafreya, so then you're stuck because there's nothing to do about that. Right? So right now we're going to see two different approaches in the Rishonim about whether the issue of Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe is Lamafreya, or whether it's only Mikano Laba. And as you can imagine, that's going to have a very big impact on the topic at hand, because again, if you hold that Bedika is going to neutralize Bayi Rabbi Matzei, it must be that there's only a problem Mikano Laba, and there's no problem of Lamafreya. Because if there's a problem Lamafreya, so then you're stuck, because there's nothing to do. You know, you can't solve something Lamafreya. Is that clear? Should I repeat that? So again, the issue we're going to see right now is whether the issue of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa V'dayta Laveh, whether that's an issue Lema Freya or only Mikano Labat. And again, if it's an issue Lema Freya, you basically if you're a Shita who holds it as an issue of Lamafreya, you can't hold that Bedika is going to neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh, because once there's a possibility of Lamafreya violation of by Rabbi Matzeh, so then Bedika is not going to be sufficient to neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh. Okay, so let's go through, again, these two approaches about whether the issue is Lamafreya or just Mikan Laba. So starting with the approach which says that the issue of Gzera Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe is Lamafreya, right? So again, is going to be the first approach. Again, the first approach is that there is a problem of violation Lamafreya. And again, according to this approach, there's an issue of violation Lamafreya. Basically, within such an approach, you can't think that Bedika is going to neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh, because this Lamafreya, you know, this possible Lamafreya violation of by Rabbi Matzeh is going to, you know, cause problems, right? You can't say that Bedika is going to completely neutralize by Rabbi Matzeh if there's a possibility that you're going to be violating Chametz, you're going to be violating by Rabbi Matzeh Lamafreya on Chametz, which wasn't found, in short. So we're going to see that the Rishonim who think that there is a violation of Lamafreya break down into two different, you know, options. All right, so again, within this first option that there is a violation of by Rabbi Matzeh Lamafreya, again, there are two different versions of it. Version A, we'll call it 1A, is that the reason why you violate the Lamafreya is because we adopt the objective approach. Again, this part is Chazar. So again, if you adopt the objective approach to Bar Rabbi Matzeh, which basically says that you violate that Bar Rabbi Matzeh is violated Lamafreya, is the Bar Rabbi Matzeh is violated even if you don't know about it, even if you don't see it. So then it's obvious why you'd violate Lamafreya, because as long as there's Chametz in your Rishus, you violate Bar Rabbi Matzeh. So again, this was the first Shita who held this was the She'iltos. Again, we mentioned this a bunch of times. Yair, do you remember what is the She'iltos' version of Rava? Exactly. Shema Ikka Gluska Yafe, right? So it's clear from the Shiltos. He says, the issue, Shema Ikka, that perhaps there is Chametz in your Rishus, indicating, if there is going to be Chametz in your Rishus, then you're going to violate Lamafreya for it. So again, the Shiltos, as you pointed out, is clearly, you know, seemingly adopting the objective approach to Bar Matzeh. Therefore saying, as long as there's Chametz in your Rishus, you're going to violate Lamafreya. So again, the She'iltos justifies the violation of Lamafreya by adopting the objective approach. And as long as there's Chametz objectively in your Rishus, you're going to violate Bar Matzeh for it. So that's the She'iltos. And we also have the Tur, who had a similar formulation. Right, the Tur, again, when justifying the need for Bittul after Bedika, he says, along the lines of the She'iltos, again, we've quoted this line in the past, he says, the Hashta, Afila im nishar bebayis chametz shlo matzah. Right now, if you perform bittul, so then even if there's chametz in your rishus that you didn't find, ain't no over love, you're not going to violate. Implication being that if you don't perform bittul, so then you're going to violate by Rabbi Matzeh for chametz, which is in your rishus, even though you don't know about it. So again, both the she'iltos and the tur, they both hold that there's going to be a violation Lamafreya on Chametz, which is in your Rishus, right? Which even before you knew about it, before you saw it. Again, and therefore, because they adopt the objective approach, which says that as long as it's in your Rishus, you're going to violate. So again, we'll call it approach 1A, is that there's a violation Lamafreya because by Rabbi Matzeh is an objective Yisurim. And again, so the Tur and the She'iltos, who hold that there's going to be a violation Lamafreya, the Shitasa are not going to hold that Bedika is Deraisa. Again, it happens to be Tur L'Shitasa, explicitly states that Bedika is only Derabana, and Bittul is the only thing that works, Midaraisa. Again, because once the Tur holds that there is going to be a Lamafreya violation of Rabbi Matzeh, then you can't say that Bedika suffices to neutralize Rabbi Matzeh. And again, I don't think the Shilto is as clear. But again, Misvara, it would emerge from the Shiltos that he can't hold that Bedika neutralizes by Rabbi Matzeh either. Yeah.
You could argue that the Torah just holds that Kilo Matzah, but you know that. But you know it's in your shoes.
It doesn't sound like that.
But you could go either way. It doesn't seem one way or the other.
I mean, if the fact that you didn't find it presumably means you don't know about it. And that's the way the Magen Avraham interprets it also.
Yeah, but we made a chiluk between finding and knowing about it.
Yeah, generally, the way you know about it is by finding it.
Yeah,
unless you make an akimta that you originally knew about it. But the Torah makes no such akimta. We'll see Mefarshim in just a second who make that akimta that you knew about it originally. But presumably, the Torah says you're going to violate on Chametz even though you don't find it. It sounds like he's saying, even if you never knew about it. And that's what the Magen Avraham infers from the Torah. Yeah, Ziv.
And then, were you able to plug the Shogos and the Tzitzos that Rashi actually were talking about in the first year and say that Rabbi David, Duran, and
I mean, Rashi
could all actually hold these words as well, because you don't care about the Shogos and the Tzitzos?
So after seeing the Tulsa Russian side, I actually hadn't seen it in a couple of years because I couldn't find my hands on it, but Ephraim and his Ulster Mefarshim, Ulster Chachma, sorry, capabilities. So I think I misspoke, it's actually important, that the Tulsa Rush, I apologize, doesn't say that we don't care about Shigas Bal Yerah Vayimotzei. He's just saying, he just mefarshed the Gemara, that the Gemara, while the Gemara could have said that the reason why Bittul B'Shas Metziah, he's commenting on the line of B'chimishkachas Lili Batzlei, so he's basically asking, why would Bittul B'Shas Metziah do anything? Don't you violate Lama Freya? And Tosar Rush on that line says, in a Hanami, the Gemara could have answered that. It just gives a better answer, which says that Bittul doesn't work after Shas Yisuro. But I was wrong in that piece. So the Tosar Rush is saying that in a Hanami, the Gemara could have said that the reason why that the Bittul B'Shas Metziah wouldn't suffice is because of the violation of Mafraya. It sounds like we do care about that. So yeah, that was, I misspoke. It's, I hadn't seen that in like a bunch of years, so my memory misinformed me. Yeah.
The Torah was critiqued as Derabanan. Does Yogi have to do it?
It's a Takana Derabanan. Chashash Achila, I forget exactly what it is. Probably because some type of Chashash Achila. But yeah. Okay, right, so again, within approach number one, that Shema Yimsa Glitzka Yafa is an issue of Lama Freya. So again, the first way, the version 1A, of justifying the violation of Lama Freya is by taking the objective approach that as long as it's in your Rishus, you're going to violate. The other version, we'll call it 1B, is that, right, there's going to be two Mefarshim, we'll see the Rambam and the Bach, who are going to justify a violation of Lama Freya, even within the subjective approach. Right, even within the approach they happen to be taking, right? Even within the approach that you do require yediyah, they're still going to justify why you're going to violate chametz l'mafreya. I don't remember how the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches and the Bach v'Shem the Torah, how do they justify that?
The Rambam says that you knew about it at some point.
Exactly. So both the Rambam in Perek Gimel Halacha Ches and the Bach's diuk in the Torah, the Bach's diuk in the Rush, from the Rush's language of Shema Pa'achas Min Azavios, right? So both the Rambam and the Bach, B'Shem the Rush, basically say that the case of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe is a case where you originally knew about the Chametz, then you forgot about the Chametz, and then you found it. So says the Rambam and the Bach, B'Shem the Torah, in such a case, because you originally knew about the Chametz, you're going to violate Bayer Abayamatzeh L'mafreya. But again, within the subjective approach, they require yediyah in order to violate Bayer Abayamatzeh, but because they have the ukimta that in this case of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe, you originally knew about the Chametz, so therefore they're able to justify a violation of the Mafreya even within the subjective approach, which requires yediyah.
Only once he remembers.
The Mafreya.
So if you knew about it at one point, at least that's
exactly. Exactly. That's what we had discussion the first night. Whether it's about like a latent yediyah or it's just, once you have the yediyah, that suffices. So again, so while the Rambam and the Bach differ from the Shiltos and the Tur in terms of whether they're, adopting the objective approach or the subjective approach, but for our purposes, they're all holding that the issue of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafe is L'mafreya. And therefore, for our purposes, the point is the same, that they're all holding that the loophole of Bedika possibly not locating, not identifying a piece of chametz, is going to result in the violation of Bayer Abayimatzeh for that time period. And therefore, all the shitos, right, again, Rambam L'shitaso holds that Bedika is only the Drabanan. So all the shitos, the shiltos, the Tur, the Rambam, and the Bach are all going to have to hold that, because of that loophole, because of that possibility of violating Bayer Abayimatzeh L'mafreya, so Bedika alone cannot neutralize Bayer Abayimatzeh because of that loophole L'mafreya. Yeah.
Well, it seems no stretch to say that, according to at least to the Rambam and the Bach position, that the purpose of the Bedika could still be so you won't be overrun by Yerubai Matzeh. Even though there is this problem.
But it can't suffice.
Well, I'm saying because of this Chashash, therefore, there are about more goes that you also do Bittul in addition. But still, under normal circumstances, Bedika would cover your base.
No. What do you mean?
It's just because we have a fear that you're going to know about chametz and then forget it. So therefore, we're attacking that you also do vittel to override that fear. But still, if that wouldn't happen, bedika would work to make sure.
Correct, but in the end of the day, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Rambam, as we've learned, never says the bedika works with the raisa.
So maybe that's the Rambam's position, but I certainly think that.
Again, also the Shiltos.
Okay, but...
Maybe
that's so, the wrong position, but certainly with the Mishbach, and certainly just the idea of the fact that you need this Yodua would give room to say that the reason why you do Bedika could still be because of Ayur Bar Matzah.
You're trying to suggest, even if you have this loophole, which will violate Ayur Bar Matzah, perhaps Midar Maizah we're not Choshesh for that?
Yeah.
Could be. That would actually get back to Yoni's question, right? Yoni was asking, right... I think earlier today, I think you were asking, if there's a Lamafreya violation, so why is the Gemara focus on the Lashon of Gezerah? Isn't that the Ikar Adin? So I was saying, it happens to me that if you look at the Lashon of the Shiltos, he drops that. Part number one. Part number two is that the Rambam, also when he formulates this Din, just says, it also drops the whole Gezerah Lashon. He just says, the reason why, you're just trying to say, in the case where you do Bedika, and you know, meaning, in the case where you do Bedika, and if you don't do Bittel, you're going to end up, you can end up violating Bayor Bay Matzeh L'mafreya. So I think both the Shiltos and the Rambam, I think, are saying, no, this is a bona fide issue, not just a Chashash Terabanan. This is a reason why Bedika is not going to work, Mida Arise. You're pointing out, but within that Shita, you can still conform with the Lashon of Gezer Shemiyim. So if you hold that Mida Arise, we're not Choshesh, that's going to happen. Right, so in essence, you're saying we can be mekayim, our girsa of gzeirah shemayimsa, and still hold that bedika works midaraisa. We're just not worried for that loophole, possibly. Again, okay, possibly. If you look at all the rishonim, I don't think anyone says that. That's my only problem. I think all the people who like all the shita that Rishonim approved, like all the shitos who hold that bar, but that bedika neutralizes the bar by matzei. Like say stronger than that, so that's what's pushing me against that. We'll see. Like on the run, we've been a double.
Don't say it. It still makes sense as a Svara meeting.
Okay, it could be. I'm saying sometimes when you don't find anyone saying something, that sometimes a little bit of a ray of stuff, but not a knockout punch. It's still a possibility. Okay, so far basically right within the called right the approach that. That Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa is an issue of Lamafreya. We basically pointed out, presumably, that is going to dictate that Bedika cannot neutralize Bayor Bayor Matzeh because you have this glaring issue of a violation of Lamafreya. Before we move on, the big issue that this Shita has to contend with is that even if you get around the Lashon of Gezera Shema Yimsa, and you have like a Shi'ultos version of Shema Ikka, right, or you drop the Gezera, but what's the next line of the Gemara? What's the question of the Gemara? Tzvi, what's the follow up question of the Gemara? Mechimish kachas. So what does that literally mean? When you find it, what's the implication? Exactly. So the big question on all these Rishonim, right, and the Shi'iltos, right, the Tur, the Rambam, and the Bach is wait a second. If they all think that the issue of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafa is the Mafreya. So how in the world can the Gemara in the next line suggest, we don't need to do Bittul originally, Bishas Bedika on Leil Yudalad, just do Bittul, Bishas Mitzia? And the obvious question is, what are you talking about? If all these Rishonim think that there's a violation of the Mafreya, so then you should require Bittul, Leil Yudalad, in order to, preempt that violation. If you only do Bittul, Bishas Mitzia, so then you're going to have that's going to cover Mikano Laba, but you're missing out on this violation Lamafreya for all the time that you didn't find it. So that's the big kasha on these Rishonim. So what's the answer? I don't see the Karban Nisanal. Exactly. So the Karban Nisanal has a fascinating diuk in the Gemara. And he says, okay, whenever you're trying to analyze a question in the Gemara, you always have to, if you want to really fully assess what's going on in the question, you always have to look at the answer of the Gemara. So, Binyamin, would you mind, what's the Gemara's answer to this question? Okay, excellent. So says the Karban Asanal in a very interesting diuk. He says, wait a second. If the Gemara's answer is Dilma Mishkachle Lebasar Yisure, if the whole answer of the Gemara, which according to him is introducing the concept that no, perhaps the Mitzias Chametz, the person's going to find the Chametz after Shas Yisro, so that indicates that what was the Havamina holding? The Havamina was thinking that the Shas Mitzia would be when? What? Before. Right? If the Gemara in the answer introduces the possibility that, no, maybe he's going to find it after Shas Yisro, so the implication is the Gemara in the Havamina, in the question stage, was assuming that the Chametz was going to be found before Shas Yisro. So says the Karban Asanal, this now explains the Gemara according to the Lumafreya camp. Again, remember the Karban Asanal is working within the Rush, who also, you know, aligns with the Lumafreya camp. Again, he was working not on the line of Shem Yimsuklis Bayatha, he was working the Pirurin line. But again, the Rush also held the Lamafreya, and the Karban Asanal is bothered, wait a second, how can I interpret the Rush as being a Lamafreya person? Doesn't that directly contradict this question of the Gemara of Achimishkachas Leilabatzle? So the Karban Asanal says, no, the way the Rush, and we'll add, all the other Lamafreya people are going to say, is that when the Gemara says Achimishkachas Leilabatzle, at that stage, the Gemara was assuming that the Shas Mitzia is Kodem Shas Yisro. So therefore, if you're finding the Chametz before Shas Yisro, then there's no problem with Lamafreya, because the Shas Yisro hasn't arrived yet. So if at that stage of the Gemara is talking about Kodem Shas Yisro, so then yeah, as long as you do the Bittul B'Shas Mitzia, you're going to have Bittul before Shas Yisro, and then you're good to go. Right? The only problem of Lamafreya, a violation, is if you find it on Pesach, then you're going to violate, right, Kol Zman, you know, the time between the Shas Isra and the time that you found it. So again, the Karban Asanal is going to answer that all these Rishonim who hold that the Shema Yimsa Glitzka Yafe, again, is all an Ishul Mafraya, they're going to have to explain that the next stage of the Gemara, which asks, Mishkachas Leibatzle, oh, why don't you just do Bittul B'Shas Mitzia? They're all going to have to understand that line of the Gemara is dealing with Kodem Shas Isra. And therefore, there's no Ishul Mafraya because you're not, right, the Isra, Shas Isra hasn't hit yet. And therefore, as long as you do Bittul B'Shas Mitzia, Kodem Shas Yisro, you're going to be good to go. And the Gemara and the answer says, no, we also have to be choshesh that maybe the guy is going to find it after Shas Yisro, and then you have the problem of you know, the fact that Bittul is not going to work. Yes, not a question.
So the Mina is that we're not talking about the 6 hours yet, we're only talking about before.
So exactly. That's
how does Rebbe's answer make sense?
Yeah, so I guess the great question. I guess the Karban Asanal is going to explain the Bedaita Ilave, like moving forward until the Shas Isra.
So then that is what we're talking about. When do we lose the idea of flipping the Shas Isra?
No, but as long, when the Gemara says Chimishkachas Leibatzle, it's saying, but as long as we're Mechayev people to do Bittul right after they find it, so that's going to prevent the delay until after Shas Yisro.
So that was answered that maybe you'll find it before 6 hours and delay until the 6 hour?
Exactly. And the suggestion of the Gemara is that just do Bittul right when you find it, call them Shas Yisro. Okay. It's a good question. Karban Asanal doesn't relate to that. But yeah. Is that a question? Is that a hand, Yoni?
Yeah, it seems like from the answer of the Gemara about after Shas Yisro, that has more.
Okay, good. So, excellent. So that's where the Tosfos Rush, which I just referenced before, and the Karban Asanal basically say, 100% right, they both are forced to say that in a Hanami, the Gemara, when the Gemara in the answer says, Dilma Mishkachas Le Lebasar Yisro, they both say that the Gemara could have simply said that once you find it after Shas Yisro, forget the inability to do Bittul. If you find it after Shas Yisro, the problem is that you will have violated Lamafraya. So they both stick into the Gemara that Hua Dinami, that the Gemara could have simply said that once the Gemara transitions to Acher, to Mitzia, Acher Shasi Sirol, the Gemara could have also said, and therefore there's a problem with Mafraim. They both say, oh, the Gemara just adopted to say that, oh, you know, even if that wasn't a problem, you know, the Bittul wouldn't work. We'll read it inside of it. Yeah.
So I wanted to suggest, when I saw this rush, that that the answer perhaps is the fact that you're going to is that you're going to find it between the sixth hour and nighttime. So you're not going to violate by your by matzah yet, but you won't be able to do vittel, and you'll be stuck.
Sarah, what stage?
But you're going to find it between the sixth.
No. I meant what stage is the Gemara?
What? Oh, Dilmun Shkafis Leil Basri Surah Vilav Yishusikam Vilav Matzah Matzah.
The Basri Surah after Shas is Sir. So what are you gaining by that?
I'm gaining by that I don't have to read into the Gemara that you'd also be over at Lamafre.
Oh, you're saying if it's only... okay, you could say that. I guess, but the problem with that is... But then, what about the possibility of finding it after Shas Yisuro,
right, so
after Pesach starts?
We're assuming in the Halamina Tomei be talking about before the sixth hour to support this assumption that the assumption is you're going to find this close to after you did the meaning we were not assuming you're going to find your chametz a long time after even in the Halamina.
Yeah, but I think the way the carbon asanal.
Of course, I don't think he agrees with me.
No, yeah, and I know. Just saying, I think the way the carbon asanal I think justifies that Havamina is the fact that it's likely that you're going to continue your cleaning before Shas Isser.
So maybe you continue it?
Meaning before Pesach itself starts? Could be.
And even if you don't say that,
what?
I don't have to
say the value of your life to 6 hours.
It's a big machlokas about whether the Rambam holds that way. Yeah. It could be, yeah, the Ravid interprets the Rambam as saying that.
Yeah.
We'll leave it at that. And it's ironic, because the Ravid rejects the Rambam there, but then the Ravid himself holds that way elsewhere, like Al-Rif. But that's a separate point. But we'll get to another point. So, yeah, that's meaning Binyamin's bringing up a point about there's a possibility, according to some Rishonim, that Rashi holds this also in Daf Dalet, Amud Aleph, that there's a Bayro Bayamatze kicks in after Shas, after Shei Shels.
Yeah, but most people don't.
Yeah. So, you'd have to go according to the other Rishonim.
Yeah.
Okay. Seder, fine. And okay, so again, that's the carbon. Actually, let's just read the carbon asanal inside because I think I just think get a better sense. So the carbon asanal again, this is on that same that you know world famous rush that we've been doing in again Perek Aleph Siman Tes. So the carbon asanal owes gimel. So let's only read a couple of lines here. You see umashe parech. It's like after a period of mine.
The last line?
Yeah. So the last line on the first column? Okay, so thank you, Chesky. It's the last line on the first column of Carbon Asanal in the Oz V'Hadar edition. Let's have someone here. Aria, would you mind?
Sure.
You see Umash Aparach, Paul?
Marja,
Rizu, Rizu, Tim, Farish. Yeah, so the next line.
Next line, sorry.
See Umash Aparach, Paul? Right, sorry. So implicit kasha that Carbon Asanal asks on himself is exactly the question we just asked. Right? Carbon Asanal says, wait a second. If I'm interpreting the rush as being Lamafreya, then how in the world can the Gemara ask and suggest that a bittul b'shas mitziah would suffice? Isn't that ignoring the Lamafreya violation? So the carbon asanal answers. Sfirulei de hachi parach.
Sfirulei de hachi parach. Lama v'tzricha levata b'shas ha. Abadika mistama kodem sheba shas habir mechab din habayis mitol heruro chametz v'im yesh v'zavis luska yafia.
So basically, it says the carbon asanal, exactly what we said, that at this stage of the Gemara is assuming that mistama you're going to find the chametz before Shas Yisro, and this is where it was that I was referencing before. He assumes why would the Havamina assume that the Shas Mitziah would be called them Shas Yisro? It's because we assume that you continue cleaning up until Shas Yisro. So as you're continually sweeping your house, as you continually sweep your house and clean the chametz crumbs out of your house, presumably you're going to find the Gluska Yafa at that point. Kodem Shasi Suro. And therefore, Lahachi Parach, and therefore the Gemara suggests at that point, since you're finding it before Shasi Surah and there's no issue of a violation of Mafreya, therefore the Gemara suggests doing Bittul Bishas Mitziah. And then, Va'alzeh, continue. Alright, so then the Gemara then answers that perhaps what? You can find it Basar Isura after the Shasi Surah. So Skarban Asanel says that's Mashma. Comma. So that what is that mashma that the havamina of the question was what?
Right. Right.
Find it
before.
Exactly. And now getting back to your you only take over this is your question. Right, Vahatartson. Right, even right, and therefore, according to this mahalach, the answer, right, which suggests that you found this after Shasi Suro, could have said that avim tim solomer diach lebatzla, even if you didn't have the din of Rav Elazar, even if you were able to do bittel mikol makom, what's the problem? Right, exactly your point, right? According to this, when the Gemara suggests, oh, maybe the Mitziah is going to, right, maybe you're going to find it after Shasi Surah, what could have the Gemara simply said? Well, what's the problem? Forget the ability or inability to do Bittul. What's the problem? Exactly. By Rabbi Masel, my friend. So the Karmen Sadal says, Enechanami, according to my Mahalach, says Karmen Sadal, I have to admit that the Gemara's answer, there's another obvious answer of, right, that after Shasi Surah, there's going to be a violation of Mafreya, but you know he picked. You know the Gemara picked one of two issues. Fine, but before I just want to point out that before the Karban Asanel makes this diuk, there is a Rishon who similarly makes this diuk that from the fact that the Gemara's answer is Dilma, you know Mishkach Lebasar Yisurei, that implies that the question of Achimishkach Lebatzle was Kodem Shasi Sura. Anyone remember which Rishon says this idea? There's a Rishon, right, way before the Karban Asanel, there's a Rishon who says this diuk, says the fact that the Gemara's answer introduces by that the possibility of finding it after Shasi Suro, that implies that in the question stage, the Gemara was dealing with Kodem Shasi Suro. Tosarid, exactly. If anyone has a Tosarid, right, he says the following line. He says, when the Gemara is Mitarets, anyone have the line? Mitarets. Dilma Mishkachala? Is he got it? It's so slow for everyone to hear. Right, when the Gemara says what?
And then you can find it after the Shasi Surah.
Yeah. Exactly. Very good. So again, so not only does the Karban Asanel have this potential read in the Gemara, it's important to note, that you find this even in the Rishonim themselves. Even the Tosar Rid points out that the line of Achimishkachas Leili Batzle, that is dealing with it, right, that line of the Gemara, right, at that stage of the Gemara is dealing with the possibility that the person found it Kodem Shasi Suro, and therefore, that's how all these Rishonim who understand that Lebafreya, that by Rabbi Matzah will be violated Lebafreya, that's how they're going to understand the question of Achimishkachas Leili Batzle, namely, they're going to say that suggestion of performing bittul only a Shas Mitziah, that's dealing in a case where the Shas Mitziah, where the person found the chametz before the Zman Isser. Okay. Any questions? Great. Okay. But before we go on, it's just important to note that this diuk of the Tosas Rid and the Karman Asanel, where they're saying, oh, the fact that the answer is Dilma Mishkach Le Labasi Yisura, that shows that the question of Achimishkach Le Batzle was Kodem Shas Yisura, that's not Murchach. Right? This is a very important Derech Limit point, which is whenever it's always very important to analyze a transition between a question and an answer, between a Hava, Mina, and a Maskana. And sometimes it's not clear, you know, especially when the answer is founded upon like three different assumptions, it's not clear which of those assumptions the Havamina was rejecting. All right, so in this case, right, when the Gemara says Dilma Mishkach Lebasi Yisure, right, and then says, right, what's the therefore? Because you find that after Shas Yisure, what's the therefore? No. Therefore, you can't do Bittel, right? Right. So it's very important. This line of the Gemara is founded upon three different assumptions. Number one is that we're dealing with after Shas Yisuro. Alright, Tilma Mishkach is like the Basi Yisuro. Number one. Number two is the next phrase. V'lav Birshuse Kaima. The assumption that after Shas Yisuro, the person no longer has bailus over the Chametz. Assumption number two. Then assumption number three is that you can't do Bittel unless you have bailus. Right? So again, in the line of Dilma Mishkachasle, Lebasar Yisure, V'la B'Shusei Kaima, V'lo Matzei Miftel, in that line, there are three different phrases. Each of them is an assumption B'Fnei Atzmo. Again, the first six words are Dilma Mishkachle, Lebasar Yisure, assumption number one, that perhaps, right, the person will find the Chametz after Shas Yisure, assumption number one. Assumption number two is the next phrase, V'la B'Shusei Kaima, that after Shas Yisure, the Bailim doesn't, no longer has bailus over chametz. Assumption number three, v'lo matzi miftil, is the assumption that bittil requires bailus. So the answer is founded upon three assumptions. And the big question is, okay, so which of those three assumptions was missing in the Havamina? So while the Tosas Rid and the Karban Asanal just assume that it's the first assumption that was missing, right, they say, oh, what's the difference between the Havamina and the Maskana? The only difference is the timing, right? The Havamina is that you're going to find it before Shas Yisure, and the Maskana is that you're going to find it at the Shas Yisure. So to the Tosas Rid and the Karban Asanal, the transition between the question and the answer pertains solely to the timing of when you're going to find it. That's their assumption. But we're going to see, that's not Merukh at all. Because you can very well say, and we'll prove that other Rishonim say this, that other Rishonim are going to hold that, no. The entire time, the Gemara was assuming that the Metziah could be after Zman Yisure. But what's the transition in the Maskana? What's the answer suggesting? What is the answer changing? The answer is being Mechadish, one of two things. Perhaps both. One, that after Shas Yisure, the Bailim is no longer the Bailim. And number two, number two, that if you're no longer the Bailim, you can't do Bittel. And that's where Rav Elazar's statement comes in. So according to other Rishonim, they're going to argue the Tosas Rid and the Karban Asanal and say, no, the entire time it was La'achar Shas Yisure. So what's the answer to the Gemara? The Gemara is just saying that since it's after Shas Yisure, you have the problem because we're now being mechandish that after Shas Yisure, you no longer have Bailus, and if you don't have Bailus, Bittel doesn't work, as the member of Rav Elazar proves. Just before that. And the proof that many Rishonim, right, assume that even the question of Chimishkachas Le Libatzle was after Shas Yisure is, for example, all the Rishonim, which we'll see next time, all the Rishonim such as Tosas and Chaf Aleph, who basically prove from the line of Chimishkach, right, everyone turns to quickly, Tosas Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. If you recall, Tosas and Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, two Ramanas called the E, was one of the big Shitos who held that, right, the Bar Yerubai Matzei is subjective, and you need what type of subjective? What type of relationship do you need according to Tosas? Yediyah. Right? So what's Tosas's raya that you only violate Mikan Olava? Remember it says V'chin Mashma Perakama. Moshe, do you have it in front of you? Aryeh, do you have it? You see Tosas, it says V'chin Mashma Perakama?
Yeah.
You go for it?
Low
over value.
The whole time you didn't find it yet, you're not a
Lavayah. Right. So Tosfos says the fact that the Gemara suggests doing bittul b'shas metzia, says Tosfos, that is machriach that there's only a violation mikano laba and not lamafreya. That raya of Tosfos only makes sense if even at that stage of the question the Gemara is assuming that the shas metzia is going to be after shas yisurei. Because if it's after Shas Yisurei, so then Tosfos is saying, look, even though the Gemara says that there's going to be a Mitzia after Shas Yisurei, the Gemara still suggests have that Bittul B'Shas Mitzia would suffice. So says Tosfos, that's a Raya. They only need Bittul Mikan Ve'ilach. Says Tosfos, that proves you don't. There's no violation of L'mafreya. But there would only be a Raya that there's no violation of L'mafreya if that stage of the Gemara was talking about after Shas Yisurei. So again, Tosfos and others will see who prove from this line of Chimish Kachos LeBatzle that right you're only over Mekana Laba, not LeMafreya. They must argue on the Tosfos written Karbanos Adol and say that no, even in the question stage, right, the Mitzia was after Shas Yisurei. Oh, so then what's the transition from the Havamina to Maskana? The transition of the Havamina to Maskana has nothing to do with timing. It's not a Kodem Shas Yisurei to Achar Shas Yisurei. The transition is the fact that the Maskana is Mechadish, the lack of Bailas, Achar Shas Yisurei, and therefore the lack of Bittul without Bailas. Yes?
What do you do with the Lashon of Dilma?
Explain.
Well, it says the Dilma Mishkaf Le'ed of Basar Yisurei. Wouldn't it have been made much more sense if we were...
Who are you asking?
On the Gemara. I'm saying the Gemara seems to imply...
You're asking the Karbanos Adol Tosfos Rid?
No, I'm asking on Tosfos.
To them, it's not like a Dilma, perhaps we haven't thought about this. It's like, it's more like, since there's this possible...
But wouldn't then it make much more sense to use a word like Kavan or not use Dilma at all and just like go right into Matzah Leil HaLasu Yisrael?
I would say that... I hear what you're saying, yeah. It's a good R. They take Dilma not as like they lopped out the Dilma a little bit, and it's more like since it's Acher Shas Yisurei, therefore you have the.
Why can't you just say Dilma? You might find it. You might just say deep Dilma. You might find it. You might not find it. Dilma is also the Shas Yisurei, maybe.
Because we already talked. It was already a Shema Yimso. In the state, in the Rav already says you might find it, you might not find it. The question now is, you're just saying it's continuing that. You're saying the Dilma is not going on the La'achari, the Basri Surah part, it's just going on the Mitzia part. Okay, that could be. I thought there was another question over here. No? Yeah.
Rabbi Mind is going through again how that just proves it means that it undermines the Hanacha of the flow from having Maskana.
Yeah. Right. So Tosos and others will see, prove from this question of the Chimishkachas Le'libatle, that there is no violation of Lamafreya. He said, Tosos says, the fact that the Gemara suggests doing Bittul at Shas Metzia basically tells us that we don't care about the fact that you had Chametz in your Rishus, in the past. But that's only a Raya if we're talking about the fact that you found Chametz after Shas Yisurei, and then there's a time in the past after Zman Yisurei, which we don't care about. Meaning, if at this stage of the Gemara, right, if Tosos agreed with the Tosos Rid and the Karbanos Adol that the line of B'chi Mishkachos Le'libatzle is Kodem Shas Yisurei, so there's no raya that you only violate Mikan Labha, because we're talking about a case where there's nothing to violate in Ma'afreya, we're talking about Kodem Shas Yisurei. So the fact that Tosa says, the fact that the Gemara suggests doing Bittul only for the Mikano Laba time period and not for the Lamafreya time period, Tosa says, you see that even though we're dealing with a case where you found the Chametz after Shas Yisurei, and even though there's a time period in the past, after Shas Yisurei where the Chametz was in your Rishus, says Tosa, the fact that the Gemara suggests doing Bittul right now says we don't care about that time period in the past. You know what I'm saying? So the fact that Tosfos is proving that we don't care about L'mafreya, it must be that we're talking about a case where a L'mafreya violation was at least Shayach, And yet the Tosas, and yet the Gemara doesn't care about it, and that the Tosas. Okay. Good? Okay. So Adkan is, we'll call it the first approach, which basically said that there is a problem l'mafraya, the Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh is a problem l'mafraya. We pointed out that all those Rishonim presumably cannot hold that Bedika will neutralize Bar Abaye Matzeh because of the l'mafraya problem. And then we just discussed how to work that into the Shaka V'Tarya based on the question of Chimishkach HaSlei V'Batzlei and the answer. So now I'd like to now transition to the second approach, which we're going to be dealing with probably for the rest of these shiurim, right? The second approach, which says, no, the only issue of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh is Mikan Olapa. And this second approach is going to say that there is no problem of being over L'mafraya. And as you can imagine, this is the approach that Rashi, Rabbeinu David, and the Ran, right, all the Rishonim who hold that Bedika neutralizes Bar Abaye Matzeh alone, will presumably have to adopt this approach and say, yeah, don't worry about the possibility of a L'mafraya violation, because there is no such thing as a L'mafraya violation, at least in this context where you perform a Bedika. So again, while the first approach we dealt with before said that Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh was a problem with L'mafraya, the following second approach says that Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh is only a problem Mikan Ulaba. And therefore, that's going to basically dictate that, yeah, we don't, that's going to basically neutralize the loophole, the L'mafraya loophole of Bedika by saying, yeah, there's no issue of violation L'mafraya. We're still going to have to analyze why not. But again, structurally, it all comes from the Rishonim who are Medayik from this Gemara of Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh that there's no violation L'mafraya. And we're going to see that there are two indications from the Lashon and the Gemara that there is only a violation, sorry, that Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh is only a problem Mikan Olaba. What are the two diukim from the Lashon and the Gemara? One's just from the Lashon of Rava. Right, what's the Lashon of Rava? What? Yimsa. Exactly. Diuk number one, the Rishonim we're going to point to, is that, right, our Girsa of Rava is Gzera Shema Yimsa Gluska Yafeh. Perhaps he's going to find it. Implication being, there's only an issue once you find it, Mikan Olaba. Right? Since the Gemara, our Girsa, doesn't say like the Shiltos, the Shema Ikka, and rather says Shema Yimsa, so that diuk number one, that there's only going to be a problem, Mikan Olaba, after the person finds the Chametz. Oh, that's diuk number one. What's diuk number two, coming from the next stage of the Gemara? What's the, Yitzi, what's the follow-up question of the Gemara? We just said exactly. What's the implication of that?
That it's only a problem once you find it.
Exactly, and therefore you only need to do bitzel once you find it. So again, Rishonim, as we'll see, point to these two diukim. Diuk number one, the Lashon of Shema Yimsa. Diuk number two is the follow-up question of Mishkachas Leili Batzlei, implying that you only have to do bittul b'shas mitzia because we only care about the violation of Bar Abaye Matzeh Mikan Ulaba. So those are the two diukim from the Gemara. And now, after I take Yoni's question, we're going to see, quickly look at three Rishonim who explicate this idea that it's clear from the Gemara that there's only going to be a violation of Bar Abaye Matzeh Mikan Ulaba and not L'mafraya. Yeah.
Can Yimsa just mean that?
It's a little labdavka because then why say Shema Yimsa? Just say like the Shilto, just say Shema Ikka.
Only when you find it, then you'd be
aware of the prayer. Oh. And what would that combination be? I mean, with Mimano Shach, if you need Yediyah, so then you only have Yediyah once you find it. If you don't need Yediyah, so then why do you need to find it in order to violate? So you're trying to say like, oh, you need like a metzia to trigger a l'mafraya. You know what I'm saying?
When you find it, then you're going to have yediyah.
But if yediyah is a t'nai in Bar Abaye Matzeh, so you should only violate once you have that. You know what I'm saying? That's what we developed in the first time. I mean, if you take the subjective approach, that Bar Abaye Matzeh is only violated when you have a subjective, inappropriate relationship to the chametz, then it only starts when you have that. That's the assumption. Oh. So again, so three Rishonim who explicitly are medayik from this Gemara that there is no problem of a violation of Bar Abaye Matzeh L'mafraya. The first one we just read is Tosas and Chavala, right? The Tosas we just read, right? Tosas Chavala from an Aleph, Di Ramaz Chol V'i. As we just saw, right? Tosas brings a raya from the he makes the second diuk. He says, right, the follow-up question of Chimishkachas Libatzle, so that proves that the Gemara only cares about Bayra Bayamatze Mikanalaba and not Lamafreya. So that's, again, the core number one. That's Tosas on Chafalov Amon Aleph, Dir Maschel V'i. Again, proving his Yediya version of Bayra Bayamatze to say, from the follow-up question of the Gemara, it's clear that we don't care about Bayra Bayamatze Lamafreya. The second Rishon who says this is the Chiddush Eran. I don't have the Chiddush Eran open. Again, the Chiddush Eran also on Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph. Divrei Maschil Aval Chaya. So again, it's agav a different discussion. He's talking about the issue of Bal Yatman in the case of Chaya. But agav that conversation, he has a line where, again, he, similar to Tosos, he proves in the question of Chimishkachas Lelibatzle that we only care about Bayar Vaymatze after Shas Mitzia Ve'ilach. You have it, Ephraim? Yeah. Again, anyone have it? Chidush Eran Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, Dir Maschil Aval Chaya. Anyone have a kovitz? No? You have it? Yeah. Okay. You see, start. I'm going to have you start in the middle. You see, like, Sha'af Al Pi? It's like a, it's probably on that first line. So just in case people didn't get to this, just read it clearly. You stop, right? So already you can tell it's a big line, right? That translate, Afal P, yeah.
Even if you find chametz in your house after Zika, you're not over a level of Afal.
Why? Yes, what is it? That's all we need.
Like,
what? Right? What's the raya that there's no violation of Mafraya?
So we said earlier on, that's mashma, there was no problem at the time.
Exactly. So again, the Chiddush Eran, like Tosfos, again, the same daf there, and same sugya, basically, again, points to the same question of the Gemara, the Chimishkachos Lili Barclay. The fact that the Gemara suggests doing a bittul, Bishas Mitzia, implies that bittul, which is contending, which is addressing the Bayra Bayamatze issue, is only needed once you find it. Strong implication being that you only have an issue of Bayra Bayamatze once you find the chametz. So states, right, the Chiddush Eran explicitly, you muchach mikan, right, it's clear from here that there's no violation of Bayra Bayamatze l'mafreya. So again, both Tosas and Chiddush Eran, again, are both pointing to our Gemara as a raya to the lack of violation of Bayra Bayamatze l'mafreya. And again, remember this, it's the Chiddush Eran. Works out very well at Lashita. So remember, the Ran is one of the Shitos. Remember, there was a list. It was the Rashi, the Ran, and Rabbeinu David, who all held that Bedika neutralizes Bayra Bayamatze. So as we pointed out, all three of those Shitos have to be able to solve the issue of Bayra Bayamatze Mikanolaba, as we dealt with this morning, and have to deal with the issue of the Mafreya. So the Ran, beautifully, again, dealt with Mikanolaba, was said today, because he held of the option of Bihur. And now the Ran is saying, don't worry about Lamafreya, because I hold that there's no issue of Bayra Bayamatze Lamafreya. So again, beautiful, the same Ran who holds that Vedika suffices to neutralize Bayra Bayamatze, explicitly in different contexts, contends with both time frames. Says there's no issue Mikano Laba because of the option of Biur, and there's no issue Lamafreya because the Ran holds that there's no violation of Bayra Bayamatze Lamafreya. So again, works out beautifully that the Ran, All the shittos work together. Yeah.
But the Ran only holds that when you do bedika.
Oh, good. Is that a problem?
No.
Good. So it's not a question. It was a statement.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Like
Yeah, 100%. Good. We're gonna get to that. Right. Next, we're gonna have to deal with. So after we prove from Tosa the Chiddush Eran, and now everyone can open the Rabbeinu Davids. Once we prove that all these shittos hold that there's no violation of Mafreya, the question we're gonna have to ask is why. Why is it in the cases of Bedika, what about Bedika neutralizes by, or why do they all hold that there's no Bayra Bayamatze Mafreya? Some are going to say stop, it's a Bayra Bayamatze did. Others are going to say it specifically it has to do with Bedika, and then we're going to have to explain how does Bedika neutralize Bayra Bayamatze Mafreya. 100% ha'ara, well taken. So again, Rabbeinu David on Vavim Beis, we've seen this before. Again, this Dir Maschil Gzeira Shema Yimsa Kluska, but now we can really appreciate it because he's going to make both diukim that we just made. Right? The Rabbeinu David, and again, Vavam Vez Dir Maschil Gzeira Shema Yimsa Kluska, is going to say that don't tell me that Pshan the Gemara is that there's an issue, or that don't tell me that Pshat and Shema Yimsa Klutzka Yafe is an issue of Lema'afraya. Namely, don't tell me the Sh'iltos and the Tur. Don't tell me the whole Gufa that the Gemara is trying to say is that, oh, maybe there's a possibility that there's a Klutzka Yafe in your Rishus and you're going to violate Lema'afraya. Rabbi Nadav says, no way, Jose, because the two Diyukim, he's going to make both Diyukim, number one, the focus of the Gemara of Shema Yimsa, Davka Yimsa. And number two, the question of the Chimish Kachas Leili Batzle, again, it sounds like it's all about Shas Metzia V'Ilach. So let's read this very important Rabbeinu Dovin, and after this, we'll conclude. Anybody have Rabbeinu Dovin out? Avi, yeah? No. Anyone have the Rabbeinu Dovin? Brian, take it. You're a Rabbeinu Dovin expert.
Excuse
me. What? From where?
From El Shema.
Is that where I told you to start? Yeah, that works. Where is it? Oh, I have to find it. One second. Zero Shema. Oh, no, no, start from the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. Just clear, because not everyone has it in front of them. It's me, Kevin Shamram. Sorry, it's Ahmed Lamed Vav. Yeah. Are you on the base one?
Yeah,
I'm on the base. Yeah, it's a Vav on the base. Yeah.
So, Shemi Motel Yigul Square, Fifa, Vadadil Levehim. The Kiban Shamra Lamala, Melanishim Purim. From the fact that we're closest for Purim, we asked from Purim before.
Right. The fact that the Gemara only has a Havmin about that Pirurin that you didn't find.
So, Pashur Purim,
she E. Efshar. It's very important.
Can't be that we really were that Bidika was concluded. She'll take Katakana.
I mean, don't say, right? That proves that don't say the Pshat in the Gemara is that the reason why Abodek Sarah Shivato is because maybe the Bidika was bad. Don't say that. Why?
Then there would be, you wouldn't go jump first to Peru and the first question should have been from big pieces.
Exactly.
Because then we should be worried that you really didn't check so well. That we assume that once you check, as you're able to, then your yotzei your chiyuv, and the chiyuv is not to any more than that.
All right, so we'll get back to that. Right, so that's his big shita, that because you did bedika, therefore you're not worried l'mafreya. We'll get back. That's what Yudov was referencing, and we'll get back to what's the connection. How does a bedika neutralized by Rabbi Matzai Lamafrei? Oh. Now he's going to say, but don't say Hagufa is the Pshat in Shema Yimsa Klutzka Yafe, and he's going to mention the two diukim that we made. Right, but
So make a mistake in reading Rava when he said that you have this Shashim Chavin Zalomar Shachosh and Abdika. Don't think that means that you might find it because you didn't do a Gabdika. Maybe it wasn't done properly. The question Allah Shami Matsaguski a favor of it. Main Sir Clemish I bit the Lazam is from Peru. So then
and according to this Pshat, you better say, don't say the following. Don't say that the reason why you need to do Bittul is because, oh, perhaps there was a Gluska Yafa in your Rishus that you didn't find.
Then it doesn't matter whether you find it or not. Then you should just be over on it the whole time since it was in your house.
Diuk number one. He says, wait a second. If the issue is like the Sh'iltos and the Tur, my edition, obviously, right? If the issue is like the Sh'iltos and the Tur, that, oh, Shema Ika Gluska Yafe, so then Rava should say Ika. So Diuk number one, says Rabbi David, that the Gemara is Meduyuk. Rava is Meduyuk. He says, Davka Shema Yimsa. Proving that the only issue is Mishas Mitzia Ve'elach, and Raya and Diuk number two.
Also, if this is true that we're Rechoshesh, that your belief wasn't good.
Mafraya, yeah.
Sha'alu Allah, Mevatle Mashach. So we said, oh, then why can't you just Mevatle now? Why did you Mevatle from before?
I mean, when the Gemara asks in the follow up line, Chimishkach Zayli Batzle, that you only need to do Bittel Bishas Mitzia. Basically, right? Basically, the question is, so why are you only asking about Shas Mitzia? Meaning that's the diuk number two. Meaning, if it's true there's an issue of Lema'afreya, so why is the Gemara in the follow-up line only suggest doing bittel tafka b'shas mitzia? Elavadai.
Elavadai, in kosher, So Rava's question is only on the fact that you'll find it lit now, and then from then on, those Rava.
Ah, so here we have Tosos, Chidush Eran, and Rabbeinu David. Again, Rabbeinu David Lashitaso is obvious, right? Rabbeinu David, again, who was the third, you know, Shita who held that Bedika neutralized by Rabbi Yomatze, is clearly saying the reason why you don't worry about Lama Freya, because there's no violation of Vayra by Masa Lama Freya in the case of Bedika. So now that we proved, according to these Rishonim, that there's no issue of Lama Freya, but now we're going to have to, well, do this not tomorrow, but on Tuesday night, because tomorrow's trip day, we're going to have to analyze the question of why is it that there is no violation of Vayra by Masa Lama Freya? And if it has to do with Bedika, what is the connection? How does the performance of Bedika somehow neutralize the violation of Vayra by Masa Lama Freya? So we'll pick up with that next time.